The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
Lord Zokar, the Mercury is secure.
Tell the troops to search every inch of that ship.
Hold on a minute. My ship is on its way to Latumus with my first officer and pilot. And you want us to wait? I say we get Major Witt's Space Marines back here and take back my ship.
Wi-Fi.
You shall address me as Lord Zokar.
The Zokar I knew died years ago.
And he now stands before you as your master.
Maybe there's something they can do.
You want something done in this red tape pit, you do it yourself. So, if you'll excuse me again, I've heard that Scully's is open now. I'm headed over for a drink. Maybe I can find a ship there.
All right, Daddy. We're off to Scully's.
The Cantina Bar?
I'm supposed to keep an eye on Rogers, remember?
I have a feeling I'm gonna regret this.
Nate! Wake up! We are de-accelerating!
Are they setting up for orbit?
There is a problem.
You mean something other than the fact that we're stowed away on our own ships?
We're headed back to the Latumus Penal Colony!
And now, Episode 47, The Gathering Storm.
So, we're setting up for a geosynchronous orbit with Latumus, right over the penal colony.
A 200-mile low orbit.
The Potomac is a Class 1 cruiser. It's much too large for landing on the surface. They'll most likely use their shuttle.
Or us.
Why us?
Why do you think they want to land at prison rather than at their home base?
I don't know. Seems to me that'd be the last place they'd want to go.
Because it's a perfect place to pick up more mercenaries.
There must be hundreds of inmates down there. Some of them extremely violent and dangerous.
Perfect candidates for rage. Which means we're in for a short ride.
Well, we left here rather hastily last time. I don't think they'd get clearance to land.
You idiot! I ought to just eviscerate you right here. You think the prison is still in IDF hands? The whole planet is lost to rage. We're doomed.
Well, I see it didn't take long for them to get back up and running.
You kidding? They were probably first on the list.
Well, well, well. Look who's back.
That coming from someone who probably never left.
Hey, Pops. Little young for you, isn't she? You her, sugar daddy?
I beg your pardon?
He's no sugar daddy. He's my real father, for God's sake. Now, where's Rogers?
Okay. He's right behind you.
Shashka, I told you to cut the dame off. No more liquor.
Sure thing, Rick.
Dame? And I haven't had anything to drink.
Follow me.
Only because I have to.
Hey, Pops. How does she do that?
Do what?
Go from kitten to a lion in the blink of an eye.
Dad, come on.
Something she was born with, I suppose.
Take a load off.
What was all of that with the bartender?
Sashka? He's a movie buff. I brought him some of your finest Earth movies. Say, didn't we just do this?
Seems like just yesterday. Now, what have you found out so far?
That I shouldn't take on dames looking for their father? In a prison? By the way, where's the balance of my money?
You're joking, right?
Am I laughing? You still owe me 1,000 units.
Minus the delays due to being captured by rage forces, then having to hide in your quarters, all because one of your crew members tricked me into passing on contraband to a notorious prisoner.
Hey, no one forced you to take that signal booster to Wi-Fi.
Well, if you would have screened your crew a little more carefully, it wouldn't have happened.
Well, I did.
All right, both of you, knock it off. What's done is done. Kate got me out.
And I lost my ship.
Look, Rogers, I'm sorry you lost your ship, but there are three people on that ship, and one is our controller. Now, you said that there might be someone who can help you.
Maybe. He owes me, but if he comes in here and sees you, it ain't happening. You two reek of IDF. One whiff and he's out of here.
Rick Rogers. Associating with criminal elements. Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
I know. Shocking, isn't it?
You want me to get a ship or not?
You do what you have to do. We're going back to the docking bay to see if Ginger has any updates on the flight status. You get something, You call us.
You know, this guy does owe me, but I might need more than just a favor to get one of his ships.
Well, Rick, it'll have to be an IOU. Besides, with all the secret compartments you have on that ship of yours, there has to be something of value stowed away.
So, Sheena, you think the captain will come for us?
If there's a way, he'll be back. Gravity dropping, going to zero Gs. It'll take them a while to restart the ship for re-entry.
Just enough time for me to execute my plan.
You? You've a plan?
It's a burned out relay module we swapped out last month. Is it still on board?
Yes. I put it in the refuse container, just under the panel.
At zero Gs, I can enter the air vents and float to the main bus panel without being detected. Swap out the good relay for the bad one, I'll bring the good one back here.
That might work. I doubt they would have a replacement part on board. Zero G achieved.
Great. Here, stow this vent cover. I should be back in about 10.
Make sure all your electronic devices are off. Be careful.
Why, Sheena, I didn't know you cared.
Rations are running low. I just want to make sure there's something to eat.
Yeah. Love you too.
You have 3 minutes.
On it.
Welcome aboard, Agent Nelson. Agent Barnes, good to see you.
Hey, Commander! How are things aboard the BSS?
Boldabar Space Station is A-OK. What about base?
Yeah, things got a little messy. Were you able to gather any intel?
That's a negative on that, Agent Nelson. We were on the far side of the planet when Wi-Fi hit you guys. I think that was all part of his plan. Balad, we've got company.
Duh! Greetings again, comrades. Did you bring any supplies?
Yeah. There's a pallet in the shuttle's cargo bay. My crew will offload it at the Gagarin modular docking port.
I hope there's something nice for me.
Don't worry, Vlad. Your comrades on the ground are looking out for you. Maybe we can share some of it when we return from Latumas.
Duh. I will be sure to save you cowboys a little. Do svidaniya.
Hey, Commander, what's the word on Major Witt?
Rendezvous ETA is in about 15. He's going to dock and stay on board the Bat. You two will join him and his squad.
It's deja vu all over again.
Yeah, but this time we're the Hound and not the Fox.
Are you going hunting?
Hey, it's Robonaut 4!
You may address me as George, Agent Barnes.
Facial recognition, right?
That is correct. Commander, I detect Major Witt approaching. 14 minutes to docking.
Thank you, George. If you gentlemen will excuse me, I need to man the docking command station. Once docking is complete, I'll be sending you boys on your way.
Roger that. George, have you been working on our rescue plan?
According to the information I have received, I calculated that you will have only a 40% chance of success.
Hey, 400 was good enough for the Splendid Splinter. That's good enough for me.
I have no such name in my database.
Ted Williams, come on, the Boston Red Sox!
I'm sorry, Agent Barnes. I have no record of a Ted Williams who wears red socks.
Ah, don't worry, George. I'll update you later.
Data uploads must be cleared by the IDF. Please excuse me, Agent Barnes. I will be assisting in the docking sequence.
Sure thing, George. He's probably a Yankee fan.
Well, I'd say it's time for us to hit the old locker room and suit up. We should be ready by the time Major Witt arrives.
Copy that, Nelson. By the way, what's your favorite team?
The Brooklyn Dodgers, of course.
What?
Hey, they never moved in our world. Some things are best left alone.
Ginger.
Oh, hey. I was just about to page you guys.
What's the latest?
We're at DEF CON 3, and we expect to be at 2 in a couple of hours.
Does that mean we can depart Boldabar?
Yes. All craft must be first cleared by customs and a security team. But you should be able to depart... But
what?
I highly advise you stay here and let the Space Marines take care of this.
I can understand your concern, Ginger, but my partner is on the rescue team, and our controller is in danger.
And I don't see why you have to put yourself on that list.
You might be right, Katie.
Dad.
But I know you, Kate. Ginger, there's no stopping her when she sets her mind to do something.
Well, in the little time I've had to get to know her, I knew I was wasting my breath.
Attention all personnel. Would both Agent Hawks please report to Dock 4B for security clearance? Both Agent Hawks to Dock 4B.
Does that mean we've dropped to DEF CON 2?
Not yet, but we're conducting clearance procedures in anticipation of DEF CON 2. That way, when the restriction has lifted, you can depart immediately. Listen, I know this will fall on deaf ears, but there really isn't anything you can do out there that isn't already being done.
Ginger, I appreciate your concern. I really do. But this is something I have to do. Dad, there's no reason for you to go.
And just where do you think you got that stubborn streak?
I wouldn't have the foggiest idea.
Tell your pilot to monitor TACCOM 2. Here's the frequency. It's a scrambled frequency, so Wi-Fi won't be able to interpret it. I'll have security deliver the scrambler unit to your pilot. I'll be in the control room assisting the Space Marine detail. If you get in trouble, broadcast on that frequency alone.
Thanks, Ginger. Thanks for everything.
Hey, don't make this sound like a permanent goodbye.
Don't worry. I'll be back.
Gentlemen, ready for round two?
Didn't we just do this?
Have you been briefed on the situation? That's affirmative. We're anticipating that Wi-Fi will be expecting us to come after him, so we'll be using one of the old portals.
I've heard about them. I've heard they're pretty unstable. That's why they're called old portals.
It's a calculated risk, but the odds of catching Wi-Fi off guard are much better by going through one of the old portals.
Major, pre-launch checklist complete. Please ensure all personnel is secured and ready for departure.
Copy that.
Station that one is ready for detachment.
Copy. George, final systems check.
Final systems check is complete. All systems are nominal for departure. Inform Agent Barnes that I have researched his splendid splinter with red socks. And although 40% is an excellent average for the game of baseball, it is, however, less than favorable for battle.
Ha! Did you hear that, boys? George made a funny.
We copy, George. We're rolling in the aisles here.
That should not be the case. I show all seatbelts are secure. Was that humor?
Copy that, George. That one standing by for release.
Release engaged. Fire Zenith thrusters in 3, 2, 1.
Thrusters fired. Positive drift.
Good luck. We'll have some hot pierogies waiting for you.
Copy that, station. We'll be ready for that. That one is clear, station. Engaging thrusters.
Attention, all personnel. DEFCON rating is now 2. We are now at DEFCON 2. All personnel report to your normal duty stations. We are now at DEFCON 2.
Well, that's what I've been waiting for.
Rogers, you made it. This ship doesn't look much better than yours.
Don't worry about it, Hawk. Next to mine, this ship is one of the fastest in the cargo fleet.
Next to yours? That's not surprising.
All right, you two. Enough of this squabbling. We've got a rescue to perform.
Kate, this is Tika. Tika is the pilot of this fine vessel. Tika, Kate, and Horace Hawk.
Kate, nice to meet you.
Tika, likewise.
Horace, nice to meet you under better circumstances.
How's that?
I may have had to outrun you a couple of times.
So, Rick, why do all the captains here have female pilots and navigators?
Because they're not afraid to ask for directions. All right, now that all the niceties have been done, let's move out.
Daddy.
Kate, save it. I'm going. I know the portal system out here better than most. You're gonna need me. Rick, you sure this ship can handle rough turbulence?
Turbulence? In space?
Horace, you're not suggesting that we...
Yes, I am. The 38 portal system.
Horace, that portal system was decommissioned 20 years ago for instability. It's totally unusable.
Would you prefer we use the current portal and risk Wi-Fi sitting there waiting for us? If you have a better idea, I'm listening.
I don't know much about portals, but Daddy makes a good point. We need whatever tactical advantage we can get.
It's a death trap.
When the portal system was starting to deteriorate, the IDF overstated its condition. We made sure that everyone knew that it was totally unusable and shut down. That way, the IDF wouldn't have to waste resources monitoring and patrolling it.
You mean after all of these years, we could have been using that system?
What's so special about it?
It's much shorter going through the 38.
So, the IDF basically lied to us. Well, in that case, I'll have to agree with you. 38 it is.
You don't think Wi-Fi knows about it, do you?
If he does, Katie, we're all doomed.
What lies ahead for the two ships as they traverse the unstable portal? Will Wi-Fi suspect their strategy and be waiting for them? Or will the old portal prove to be too dangerous? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Tesla Vortex.